Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Good morning, guys. Welcome back to Not Your Typical with Not Your Typical Fitness Lover, Caitlin Nolan. I'm very excited for today's episode. It is obviously about how to start on social media today, how I would start from zero if I had zero posts, zero experience, zero followers, realistic tips for TikTok, Instagram, podcasting, YouTube. I'm going to give it to you all today, especially because I truly feel like I have value to give today because I've been doing this for 4 years. And the second that I saw how passionate I was about this, I wanted to put my full energy into it, and I want to share today how you guys can do that and be successful in some sort of way with it. I've helped a lot of my friends grow on social media from legit never even posting a video on YouTube to it becoming their full-time job, and I just want to help anybody who has this goal and is truly, truly passionate about sharing whatever it is that they want to share. I want to help you guys today. So clearly, this is going to be a fun, tipful episode, and I cannot wait to get into it. But if you guys are new, I do Not Your Typical Obsession, Dislike, and Word of the Week, which I want to get into today because I feel like it kind of ties into this, and I'm actually going to mesh together my Not Your Typical Obsession and Dislike, which is actually becoming way more confident in the past week. And I say week because it's my Not Your Typical from this week, but truly I've been working on my confidence since the second 2024 started, and I'm finally starting to feel all of the effort that I've honestly put in this year. And I've talked a lot about it from the beginning of the year to now in all of my episodes, but not only have I been staying on a routine, but I've also been putting the energy into my job. And I feel like with this job, and if you guys are new here, I do social media full time. It's 100% what I work on every single day. I truly think confidence is the first step. Being okay with who you are unapologetically and showing that online is very, very important. And it's important no matter what your niche is, whether it's fashion, whether it's fitness, whether it's just filming fun recipes, or maybe it's everything. If you just want to post about every single aspect of your life, I do think confidence is important. And confidence is something that I've worked on for so many years, and it's something that I feel like I naturally have. I do have this unapologetic vibe to my personality, and I really love that about myself, but I also am my hardest critic, and I feel like I will put myself in a box when I start to feel uncomfortable with how other people feel about me. And what I mean by this is if I am in a situation and I feel like I'm being annoying to someone, or I'm in a situation, say I post a TikTok and I feel like it's cringy to this certain group of people, it will make me shut down and I start to critique myself when in reality, other people are not thinking about us that deeply. And I think that's why I wanted to talk about it as my Not Your Typical Obsession this week and my dislike, because the dislike is the fact that naturally I feel like people are looking at me in that sort of way, but realistically, and the obsession that I have is realizing lately that nobody is focused on me the way that I'm focused on me. So if I can be easy on myself, just like everyone else is easy on me, I will actually feel so much better. And by feeling better, I don't even just mean with this job. But when you feel confident, it truly translates in so many different ways. I have felt more confident when I show up at the gym. I'm not even talking about how I look or feel physically, but internally, the way that I move, the way that I show up, and I'm there for myself. I get the job done and I leave. When you struggle with confidence, I'm sure if anybody listening has, you know that it gets in the way of a lot. I've shown up to the gym before, felt extremely uncomfortable in a very crowded place where I feel like everybody else is 10 times better than me, looking at me, thinking I look stupid, watching my form, critiquing me. And I will literally push myself into a little yoga room, not even do anything that I showed up there wanting to do. And then I end up leaving. That gets in the way of my fitness results. That gets in the way of the way that I feel for the day, my endorphins that I was chasing when I got to the gym. So as you can see, that little scenario of lacking confidence can really affect you. And if you think of it as social media, if I wake up one day and for some reason I just feel like my content is not going to do well, or I put that mental block on me where I'm like, I just don't feel like this is going to provide value. I feel like this is cringe, or people from high school are going to make fun of me. If I hold myself back in that way, I will never, ever succeed. Whereas if I'm confident and I say, I'm posting this for myself, I'm proud of this content, I'm providing value, then obviously that's going to help my career push forward no matter what, no matter if I get views, no matter anything. So that's just how I felt. And I'm very, very proud of myself for working on confidence, even though it is frustrating that confidence ebbs and flows. There's times I look back and I'm like, wow, I was so confident in that time in my life. And then there's times I look back where I'm like, whoa, that was a deep, deep valley and I never want to go back there again. And maybe this certain situation knocked down my confidence, or this idea in my head of what other people think or comparison knocked it down. But there's always going to be times where you feel confident and times where you feel like you're lacking it. And I promise you, it's something that you can work on. And it's not just this 0 to 100 thing where you're either a confident person or you're not. It's something that you can work on, and it's something that can ebb and flow. So yeah, that is my not your typical obsession and dislike of the week. My word for next week is going to be nature, actually, because the weather in California is so nice right now. It truly feels like it's about to be spring. And I'm really not a summer or spring person. I love the winter. I thrive in the winter. I grew up in Arizona, so obviously the summers are brutal. And I feel like I just look forward to colder weather so much, except now that I live in California and the sun sets so early. I've never in my life experienced seasonal depression, but I truly think that the second the sun started going down earlier, I started to feel those feelings. I've never been happier and more excited for the sun to go down later on Sunday. Our clocks are going to switch and we're actually going to lose an hour. Therefore, instead of the sun setting at 5:30, it's actually going to set at 6:30, and it's just going to keep getting later, later, and later until it hits like 7 where the sun sets. And then in the summer, it is the best thing in the world. Sometimes the sun sets around like 8 p.m. and I just love the daytime. I'm somebody that could enjoy daylight all day long. I hate the nighttime. And I'm just so excited for longer days. So yeah, my goal next week is just to enjoy the weather, maybe go on walks before work, maybe end my day outside going on walks, go to the beach more on the weekend, and just enjoy the freaking nature because it is so pretty right now. So that's my roundup of the week. Just wanted to update you guys. If you guys are new, I always do little segments and then I get into the topic of the episode, which today I wanted to start with just sharing my story with social media, how I got started, because I know if you haven't been here for a while, you might be curious. And I do think that my story with social media can help you if you are at the beginning. So I started on TikTok, and I know this isn't what you're going to want to hear, but I did start in 2020. And I feel like I started posting as a lifestyle creator on TikTok. I would do morning routines, I would do what I eat in a day, I would do workouts, I would do fun dances and put like words on the screen. And I was just honestly pushing out content for fun. I did not think for 2 seconds that this was gonna start a career. It was, to me, a side passion that I just wanted to share. I wanted to build a community, and I had no clue how I was gonna make money, if I was gonna make money, wasn't even a thought in my head. I just wanted to get my message out there. And from the very beginning, my message has always been surrounded by wellness and fitness and sharing a realistic side to my fitness journey and honestly just my day-to-day life. I found a lot of passion in doing that. So right off the start, I was posting every single day. I would wake up so excited to just think of something to post. And I love that it was a passion of mine from the beginning, because I feel like when you have passion, that really, really shows. So even if the actual creation of content isn't what you're passionate about, don't be like, oh, well, this isn't for me, because that honestly wasn't even what I was passionate about at the beginning. It wasn't, oh, I really like filming, or oh, I really like editing. It was, I want to get my message out. I want to share to as many people as I can that you can reach your fitness goals in a realistic way. You can love yourself through the journey of fitness, and you don't have to belittle yourself every single day like I was doing. And I also felt like there was this lack on social media of just a real side to fitness, because I was constantly comparing myself to all these perfect workout videos and vlogs I was seeing. And I think that's totally fine. There's definitely a place on social media for inspiration. But if you're somebody like me who naturally compares and talks down to myself and never feels good enough, I was feeling negative on social media. No matter how nice and positive the creator I was watching was, if it felt too far off from my life, I would compare. And I just wanted to show online that, hey, I don't eat perfect all the time, and I don't even know what perfect quote unquote would be. It's hard to like find the verbiage that is healthy even to talk about these sort of things. But in my head, I just wanted to share that I live a normal life. I live balanced. I am not trying to be the very peak strongest human being ever and live this perfect wellness routine that I felt like I was seeing a lot online. So yeah, that's where the passion came. That's where my niche was created. And I stuck with it. I started posting on TikTok. I started posting on Instagram, YouTube. And I was doing that again consistently. I was posting 3 times a day on TikTok. I was posting 1 a day on Instagram, sharing on my Instagram stories, doing a weekly vlog. And I just jumped right in. And I think that's why I wanted to share my background with social media, because I think that is the highlight, and that's where you need to start, is jumping in. You can't just half want to do something. I truly think with anything I've done, especially passion projects, having one foot in the door and then the other side of your foot being, it might not work out. I don't know what people are going to think of me. I don't know how to do it. I don't know if I'm the best one at it. Those thoughts that everybody's going to have at the beginning could hold you back. So if your foot is still in that puddle of thoughts, you got to push yourself forward and just get through that door and jump in, because nobody's going to be perfect at the beginning. And honestly, I find it really, really fun to find smaller creators who are learning as they go. I feel like when I think back to when I first started on social media, because it was so driven by passion and there was no outside noise, it felt very, very realistic. And I honestly think this is the best time to start. This is literally the most fun time for your community to get to know you, because then they're also getting to know you at the very beginning. When I talk to somebody or run into somebody and they're like, oh my gosh, I've followed you since quarantine, I'm like, are we literally best friends right now? You know so much about me. You've seen so much of my social media evolve, myself evolve, my life evolve. And it's just a really, really cool thing. So don't let that freak you out, and don't let the fact that you're just starting be a negative thing. It's actually a really good positive thing. So don't let that stop you from continuing and staying consistent. I'm not saying you have to copy what I did and post 3 times a day or once a week on YouTube, because that's what was working for my life. I was in quarantine. Also, everyone else was in quarantine. Everyone else was able to watch that much content. And I truly, truly think, even doing this for the past 4 years, I still believe in this. If one video that I can post today is not going to be up to my quality standard, I'm not going to post it, even if that means not posting something today. So even though I do want to be consistent and I want to push out content, I want it to be good, and I want it to actually provide some sort of value. And I feel like people also get a little hold up on the thought of, how do I provide value? Because at the end of the day, if you go through the posts that you've liked and you've saved, all of them are going to have some sort of value to you. And it doesn't have to be this scientific post that gives 15 tips. It doesn't need to be like that. It can provide value in a way of, oh, this outfit's really cute. this fueled my motivation. This fueled my inspiration. This is some home inspo for me. This is a recipe I want to use. So honestly, that word value is super, super adaptable to whatever you want your niche to be. But you have to think of that word value. And that's actually a really good tip, is to go through the posts that you've liked or the YouTube videos that you've watched and see what the common denominator is, because 9 times out of 10, I believe that what you watch online is what you will be best at creating, because that's what you're deeply passionate about. And maybe it's something you haven't even realized how passionate you are. Maybe you love getting dressed up cute and you think you want to share a lot of fashion content. But if you go through your likes and you start realizing you're saving a lot of workouts, you're saving a lot of recipes, you're saving a lot of wellness tips, maybe your passion and what you'd want to share online is more of a fitness journey. And I went through that, because when I first started my TikTok and my Instagram, they were completely different. My TikTok was all wellness and my Instagram was all fashion. And I don't think that's a bad thing. I don't think you need to put yourself in a box. But if you go on my Instagram today, you see a mix of everything. I share my fashion because I love fashion, but I feel like I'm 20% fashion and 80% wellness, because that's just what I like to share. And just because you're passionate about something doesn't mean that's what your niche needs to be. For example, me with fashion, I would never say I'm a fashion influencer. But do I share my outfits day to day? Yeah, of course, because I want to show every part of my life. And you don't have to do that. Don't feel like you owe everything to what you're creating online. You don't have to. You can keep a lot private, and a lot of the time, nobody will even know what you are keeping private. I feel like if I go a day without posting on my story, people are going to assume I just sat on the couch all day, which is totally fine. And I don't care. But my point is that I could go do a whole day of activities and choose to do a no social media day, which I've done so many times, or go hang out with my friends and nobody would ever know. So my point is that you can live a life off of social media. Don't feel like you have to share everything, but of course, open up as much as you can and want to and feel comfortable with, because at the end of the day, what I believe is my next tip, which is community, and building community will be the most important thing. What I mean by community is, think about a group chat you have with your best friends. That's what I want my social media to feel like. I want somebody who's watching my YouTube video, if they're genuinely watching with a question and they're thinking, I actually wonder what bedding she's using, or I actually wonder how many pages of this book she's at, because I really want to start that book and I want to see if it's good. I want my community to feel like they have the right to message me and ask me these questions, because I would do that to my best friend. And that's what makes me feel good online, is when I feel like I have a friend that I'm watching and it doesn't feel like they are viewing me as their viewer. And I truly think that people make the mistake online when they put a wall between them and their community, and they don't respond to comments, they don't respond to DMs, they don't even have their viewer in mind when they're creating content. And what I mean by that is another tip of mine, which is the providing value side of, think of your viewer every single time you go to post. If you're watching a video and maybe it's just something that you threw together last minute because it's a sponsored post, if I'm watching that back and I think nobody is going to get anything from this video, the only person benefiting from this video is me posting it, maybe that is for the brand deal, maybe that is for the brand, I will not post it. I have gone back on deadlines before because I wasn't happy with the first content that I created. Maybe I was rushing that day. Maybe I was in a bad mood. Maybe just wasn't working in my favor. There's going to be days where things just don't work, and I will not post something I'm not proud of. I never will. Never will, never have. And honestly, I feel like that is the way to do it, because it's almost like showing respect to your community. And there has been podcast episodes where I wish I could go back and change the audio or maybe make the episode longer. But at the end of the day, every single time that I do something, it's the best to my capability. So if you ever listen to a podcast episode, so to say, and maybe the audio isn't the best or the editing isn't the best, I promise you in that moment, that is the best that I could have done. And I think as a creator, you have to be okay with the fact that maybe somebody else is going to have better sound than you. Maybe somebody else is going to be better at editing, but did you do the best that you could? And that's what's important. Same thing goes for your lifestyle, your fashion, your recipes. Just because there's somebody out there that maybe their video is brighter, maybe their video is clearer, maybe they have an aesthetic model-esque freaking kitchen. Cool, that's great for them, and I love watching that stuff. But does that mean that my content that is realistic to me and my life is not good enough? No. And at the end of the day, there's somebody that's gonna be watching my content and thinking the exact same thing. And I'm not saying that's a good thing. That's not my goal, to make other people feel comparison to me. That's actually the opposite of what I wanna do online. But my point is that there's always gonna be somebody looking up to us, and there's always gonna be somebody that we're looking up to. So don't let that stop you, because that's just human nature. We're always gonna be in a different chapter in our lives. And again, like I said before, that's a good thing. We are going to be growing. And if we're just starting at the very top, there's nowhere else to go. One, that's boring. And two, that's unrealistic. So just like anything with fitness, with your career, with school, you will always look back and be proud of the fact that you put in all of that work to get to that final spot. If that final spot is your fitness goals, if that final spot is getting the job that you've been wanting, if that final spot is graduating after 5, 6, 7 years of going to college, that is something to celebrate. And I feel like social media can be the exact same thing. I look back to my first couple videos and I legit could cry thinking about, if I had a bird's eye view into the future and I saw where I'm at today, I would legit pass out. I'm not kidding. And I feel like another part that a lot of people don't even talk about with social media is knowing that you've changed lives is truly the most fulfilling part of this job. And for me, for the fitness world, of course, there's going to be a very, very distinct feeling of that, because you get the messages of, I went to the gym for the first time today because I saw your video and it gave me motivation. Or I put your podcast on while I was doing cardio today and it actually made me push through and it was fun. Or I related to your fitness journey and you made me realize XYZ. Those are feelings that I truly cannot explain, and it's what's pushed me through the hard days with this job. But I also want you to realize, even if it's not going to be a fitness niche, you will find some sort of value with sharing your life. And you're going to find people who look to you as friends, and even just people you already know in your real life. You might be very, very surprised at who enjoys your content and who looks at your content as an escape or inspiration. It's really, really fulfilling. Before we keep going on the next tip, I did want to give a shout out to today's sponsor, which is Caraway Home. I actually posted on my Instagram story a visual of what my new cabinet looks like. I organize my cabinets under my kitchen, and I have never been so happy for doing something. It took me like 15 minutes. And when I tell you, the new pots and pans that I have in my kitchen from Caraway Home are the most beautiful things you will ever see. If you've never seen them before, please pause this episode and go look on Safari and find a visual of these pots and pans so that you can see how freaking cute they are. I've been wanting these for so long. When I tell you that cooking on these pans is a completely different experience than any other pan that you will ever try, you just have to trust me. Even when Hunter tried it for the first time, I didn't even tell him that I got them. I didn't even tell him I was doing a sponsorship with them or anything. He was just cooking on them. He was like, where is this pan from? And I was like, Caraway Home, I just actually got them. And he was like, this is the best pan that I've ever used, because they're nonstick. So when you put like meat on there or eggs, they just slip around in there and you barely even need any oil, and it makes cooking so much easier. It makes cleanup so much easier. Again, obviously they're freaking perfect and legit double as decor. And that's not even the best part. The fact that they are actually non-toxic is amazing. There's so many companies out there that market their products as healthy and focus on XYZ, but most of the time it's all marketing. Caraway Home is a company that genuinely cares about their products, genuinely cares about chemicals and weird stuff not leaching into my food. And I just genuinely trust that they're going to give me the best product possible. And they actually care about my health, which is so refreshing for a company to care about that and actually have views that align with what I care about. They also have meal prep containers that I want so freaking bad. So hopefully I will be able to get those soon and show you guys them. But if you guys want to try out Caraway Home, you can actually use my code. It will give you 10% off. You can go to caraway.com/Caitlin and it will get you 10% off. So definitely check them out. They have a bunch of other products too. They have a bunch of different colorways and I could not be happier to work with them. They're truly one of my favorite companies and I know that you guys will be obsessed with them. So try them out. Let me know if you like them. But again, I just want to say thank you to Caraway Home for sponsoring today's video. Let's just round up really quickly what we've talked about. We have consistency, making sure that you keep going. I saw a study that said that most podcasts quit after the first 3 episodes. When I heard that, I was in shock because there's no way you're going to see results within the first 3 times you try something. If anything, I feel like you won't even see results in the first 100 times that you try something. I truly believe that. I'll take this actually, for example, I've been posting my videos on YouTube Shorts because I've never watched YouTube Shorts. And lately I've found myself scrolling on there on Instagram Reels. And I'm like, I can post my stuff on here. I want to post my stuff on here. And of course the first couple have gone like way less views than maybe I was expecting or I've seen other creators get. That has never once in my head made me think this week, oh, I'm going to stop posting them. Because I know how social media works. You just have to keep going. And even if they don't blow up or they don't reach a huge audience, those 5 people that see it are 5 people that see it. And also, we have to remember that not every single video that you post is meant to go viral or needs to. Because when I find somebody that I love, I go on their page and I start binge watching all their videos and I'm scrolling on their profile. So I don't care that I didn't get that video from 3 weeks ago popping up on my For You page because I'm watching it now. I'm on their page and I'm scrolling down and I want to see more of what they're sharing. So that's why I just keep going. You know, I don't think that not having a video get a bunch of views or a bunch of likes right away is a bad thing because it's going to live on your page forever. So it's at some point going to be watched by someone from your community. So just keep going, keep posting, and you never know, one might blow up and that might lead to more. And yeah, of course you don't want the goal just to be to blow up because one, that doesn't really do much. Like, take it from somebody who has had a lot of videos quote unquote go viral, which I guess that's very different to everyone, but I've had videos that have had millions of views and did not have any sort of turnover in terms of making my community grow more. And I've fully moved away from just posting with the mindset of, oh, it has to get views for it to be good, which no, I think at the end of the day, if nobody sees my content, but I'm proud of it, that's enough for me. So staying consistent, making sure you keep going. 2, you want to create for the viewer. You want to put the ego aside and make your content very, very selfless. Make it about what would you want to see? What would you as a viewer like and comment on and share or want to save? It sounds funny, but you really have to think of your videos like that before you post them. Would I enjoy this as a viewer? 3, don't be afraid to niche down. Don't be afraid to, what a lot of people say, put yourself in a box, because you can always branch out of that box. Just because I post wellness content does not mean that I can't share my cute outfit one day, or does not mean that I can't share my home decor one day. You absolutely can, but I think having a strong niche in terms of why does somebody follow you? What is the main reason? Is it fashion? Is it wellness? Is it to have a friend? Is it because you tell stories really well? Is it because you're funny? Why do people follow you? Just want to have that strong why and stick to it. When I scroll down on my page, I really haven't strayed away from that from the beginning. And I will say, I think that did help me grow as a creator, number wise, and also just eternally, because I feel like when you stick to one thing over and over and over, you're just practicing at it. And therefore, you're going to get more skills with it. So for example, my first recipe videos that I filmed 4 years ago to my recipe videos that I post now, I see a huge difference in the way that I film them. And even when I do voiceovers, like, my confidence in them is way better. And your niche doesn't have to be very, very small. It can be a very wide niche. Mine can be lifestyle. That's obviously going to be a very big umbrella over a lot of different topics. But if you scroll down, like I said, 4 years ago, my content then is not much different than what I post now. And that doesn't mean you can't constantly be changing and adapt if you want to. You can totally do that. Will it maybe take a little bit of time for your community to adjust to your new content? Maybe. But that's not a bad thing. I just think having a why of why is somebody following you is important. Next topic, this is going to be a new topic. I want to talk about optimizing your SEO. This is something that we see a lot on videos and TikToks talking about how to grow. So I'm just going to touch on it for a second. These are the things that I personally focus on that I see a really big difference with. Old algorithm stuff, when to post, that stuff I leave aside. These are the things I focus on. One, on-screen text related to whatever your niche is. So for me, I'll say, come make a healthier breakfast with me, or healthier breakfast recipe, or come to the gym with me, come do a leg day workout with me, come spend a pre and post workout morning with me. So all of those terms and verbiage is related to my niche of wellness. And it also has to do with the video that I'm posting. So legit writing with text on screen what your video is about will help you. You can even write text like workout, leg workout, at home fitness content, at home fitness, fitness journey, and make it very, very small and push it off to the side. And it works the same way. There's a little life hack. And at the end of the day, I feel like all these little things, the text, the hashtags, the verbiage, they're helpful for sure. But at the end of the day, I put all of these tips in order. Consistency is number one. Being creative and creating for your viewer is number two. Getting a niche is number three. These are all things that are way more important to me than trying to figure out what hashtags. You know, don't get stuck on the hashtag thing. It's really not going to make that big a difference. I still don't really use hashtags on every single thing. And I never used hashtags to start. So can they help? Yes. Are they crucial? No. Number five, when you post, do not like run from the app. Don't get sidetracked. Take time and energy to the people who are watching that content and commenting on it. Respond back to comments immediately. Not only is this actually nice for your viewers and shows respect that you care that they're commenting and taking time to watch your content, but also you're just adding to the engagement, which if you are unfamiliar with how algorithms work, if you post a video and people are engaging with it, liking it, watching it for a long time, commenting on it, that is telling the algorithm, this video is good, let's push it to more people. And pretty much what happens is, say you post a YouTube video and it sends it to 100 people. Well, only 8 people might click on that thumbnail, and that's actually pretty high. I think typically it's about 10 people for a good video. That's how many people are clicking on it out of 100 people. So that's a good video. So obviously if it's not a great thumbnail or it's not a video that people have interest in, it's going to be a lot less people clicking on it, maybe even 0 people. And that just tells the algorithm, this probably isn't going to be interesting to 100 other people. So you really want to make sure that whatever it is you're posting, you, for one, are commenting back because you're adding engagement, telling the algorithm, oh, more people are commenting on this. And two, you're creating content that is stopping people, A, in their tracks, or B, maybe it's super aesthetic, so it's eye-catching, or maybe it's just right away, right off the bat, you just start talking and you catch somebody's attention, or you have that text on the screen that grabs attention. So you just want to play around with how are you going to increase your engagement from when it first is posted. And an easy way to do that, again, is responding to comments. But obviously, the main reason for responding to comments is for that community. Because again, this is like fifth down on the list of tips. Almost least important is having your engagement good. You want to focus on the community first, which was up there. Number six, we have expand your content across platforms. Don't feel embarrassed to repost a TikTok on your Instagram Reels, because even if, say, you get 200 views on TikTok and then you post on Instagram, you get 200 views. Those are not the same 200 people. So technically now you're probably getting like 390. Like there's probably only 10 people who are rewatching the exact same video. So if you really, really care to maybe do this as a job or get your foot in the door with content, do not be scared to be annoying. Don't be scared to be seen by a certain group of people, whether that be your coworkers or your friends from high school that you don't even talk to anymore. You know, you have to really think about it. Why am I feeling cringe to put effort? I feel like it's always embarrassing before you succeed at something. And this is something I actually feel like I did not struggle with at the beginning. I did not care if I was cringe. That is something that has shot me in the foot many, many times in my life. Not caring if other people think I'm cringe. I'm very, very unapologetically myself, and I always have been. And I do think that that's a trait that really, really helps with social media. Do not be afraid to fail. I would 1,050,000,000% rather be seen failing and trying than literally never try ever. Because what if it's something you will genuinely be successful in if you try, but you're not trying because you're scared to fail? But you're going to succeed at it. So if you knew 100% of the time that you would succeed at something if you just did it, of course you would do it. And with social media, the cool thing is you're not losing anything by posting. You're not losing out on money. You're not losing out on, I guess you are losing out on time if you create the content, but that's really it. My friend Diego said this on his podcast when I went on him and Lauren's podcast. He said that he saw TikTok that said that social media is like spinning a wheel of lottery. So you can spin this wheel as many times as you want. It's free to spin it, and you might win, you might lose. It's pretty hard to win, but if you keep spinning it, you might land on it, and you could spin it for 30 times a day for 5 years. Would you keep spinning it? Yes, of course, because the chance that you will win is there, and the risk of doing it is so low. You're not putting money in to do it. You're not twisting your arm to do it. You just have to spin the wheel. That is what social media is. You can try a million times over and over and over, and you're losing nothing, but you might succeed. And if you're passionate about it, obviously that feeling of succeeding is what you're going for. So that is my episode today. I hope that inspired you to just put your foot in the door. And maybe it's not social media, which I'm sure it is if you got to this point in the episode and you listen to all these tips of social media. But even if not, maybe this inspired you to go through with that clothing company you've always wanted to start, or open that fitness studio that you've dreamed about your entire life. Go for the goal that you have and do not stop. Be consistent. Focus on the consumer. Focus on how to provide value. Just work on the community aspect, and I promise you that in some way you will be successful. Maybe that's just proving to yourself that you will put the effort in. If you are new, I do a journal prompt at the end of my episodes, and today's journal prompt is, what is a passion project I want to start and how should I start it? So do you need to work on your confidence to start it? Do you need to get tools to start it? What is the first step and how are you going to do that? I hope that you guys enjoyed today's episode. And obviously you can tell I'm very, very passionate about social media. I'm very passionate about helping people get started because it can be very life-changing. My life is completely different with social media. I have a newfound purpose, and I just could not even imagine life without the support that I get from you guys and without being able to fully empty my tank creatively and just feel so aligned with what I do for work. So yeah, I just want to help anybody. You can always DM me, ask me questions. 9 times out of 10, I will see a comment and I will respond to it. Honestly, 10 times out of 10, I feel like if I get a question on a comment, I will respond to it. And I read every single comment that I get on every single platform, seriously. So I hope you guys enjoyed today's video. I will talk to you guys next week. Let me know if you start posting your content, and I will definitely give it a watch. So I love you, and I will see you guys next week. Bye.